Well, that was kind of a shock. Hello, everybody. You're listening to A Progressive Life, and we apparently do not have a weather. Apparently, it got snowed out, but we do have Dr. Feynman on the air. Hey, Dr. Feynman.
Yes, you know, it's funny. That music is Scott's music, not yours, right?
Yeah, it kind of threw me off. I don't know what's going on.
But also, I'm on the computer, and I have the station. I couldn't listen to the station. I clicked, and the station didn't come on. Huh. I don't know what's going on, but I couldn't listen to you for the last few minutes.
Well, that's
on the phone I can, but not on the computer. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, we are having a little bit of problem. For some reason or other, we don't have our weather report on here, and so we'll have to have somebody check into that.
What is the weather, by the way?
It's terrible. It's
snowing?
No, it's not snowing, but it's worse. It's raining, and it's probably 37, 38 degrees.
Ooh.
And we're supposed to get 12 inches of snow between now and tomorrow at this time.
Oh, my gosh. Well, we had about 38 degrees over the weekend as a low, which is the worst since 2010.
Oh, that's amazing.
So it was really cold because I'm not used to it anymore. But now it's up to about 70 at the moment.
Well, you sound like you're from the Bronx, so we would think that you have plenty of strong bones and blood against
the bad weather. Not from the Bronx. I'm from Queens County,
Queens,
New York.
Okay.
I was born in Jamaica, Queens, New York, in which is part of, you know, which is Queens County, part of the city. And I was born in Jamaica Hospital. And did I tell you who's famous that was also born at Jamaica Hospital after me, though?
I don't.
Donald Trump.
Is that right?
18 months after I was born, he was born in the same hospital. I joke with people who don't know the difference that we were switched at birth, and they give me a look.
My goodness, that's interesting. You had your chance back then.
But it was 18 months apart. There's no such thing as twins being born.
Yeah, I guess.
Both 18 months apart.
My wife
said he was born in the same hospital when I found out. I said, oh, my God.
Now, my wife was born in the Methodist Hospital in Indianapolis 8 months before I was born in the Methodist Hospital.
Oh!
Yeah.
Wow.
So, kind of.
That's nice.
Yeah, kind of. We were tight back then.
But it is funny that of all the people in the world, Donald Trump was born in the same hospital as me. No other president was.
Is that right? Well, why would they want to be? You know, those of us from Indiana and Ohio area, we have no idea. If it's anywhere near New York, we think it's all the same. I wouldn't know.
There's five counties in New York City, and, you know, Brooklyn, right. Queens, Manhattan, the Bronx, and Staten Island. And the only one that's on the mainland is the Bronx, actually. The others are on islands.
Huh.
Connected by bridges.
Now, and you were born on?
In Queens County.
Queens County.
Which is on Long Island, and I grew up most of my life in Nassau County, which is outside the city limits, and then moved back to Queens County and lived there in Fresh Meadows, a nice name area, you know, the name Fresh Meadows, and then moved to Boca Raton in 1989.
Now, is Long Island, is that a very,
Long Island, it's a very long island, 200 miles.
But the area where you were born, is it noted for its Jewish population?
At the time,
really?
In the city more, like in Brooklyn,
okay.
In Brooklyn and Manhattan, not so much then, more now, yes, but when I was born, it was more in the city, not too much, actually, there wasn't much population on Long Island.
Is that right?
Huh. Yeah, and Queens did have, but not Nassau County, but it really grew up after World War II, and I was born right at the time of the Battle of the Bulge. December 16th, 1944, when the Germans were being pushed back by the Allies.
I'm being attacked with the Battle of the Bulge right now.
I always joke, if people give me a look, I'll say, my mother won the Battle of the Bulge, and the Germans lost it.
Hey, now,
how's that for a joke?
That's good.
People say to me, don't give up your day job.
They tell me that all the time. Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah.
Now, did you realize that we have a prognosticating groundhog here in Marion?
No, but I watched this morning on MSNBC Morning Joe, all these crazy people in Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, all close together and without masks, most of them, and dressed like fools and having some kind of a hippie band playing music, and I'm saying, it's just disgraceful, really. This is the only thing they can do in that area. I mean, the whole thing is silly, I think.
Well, I do.
So there's 6 more weeks of winter, Tony Phil said. What about the one that's in Ohio?
Buckeye Chuck is probably the second most well-known...
What's his name?
Buckeye Chuck. Buckeye Chuck was named after its originator, Charlie, who was the guy that I used to engineer a show for, Charlie Evers, and he was kind of famous, and Buckeye Chuck predicted that we will have early spring, whereas Buckstani Phil today predicted that we'll have a late spring. So
yeah, 6 weeks. I wonder though, the historical record, is Buckstani Phil usually correct?
No. As a matter of fact, Buckeye Chuck is in the mid-70s, and Buckstani Phil's in the upper 60s, I believe.
Of being correct, you
mean? Yeah,
so. Well, that still means they both, whatever they say, are correct two-thirds of the time.
Yeah, better than 50-50, yeah, sure.
Yeah, more than Donald Trump ever got. He never got 50% of the vote.
No, he did not.
just think I would put that in there.
Okay. And that's the D word, right?
Yes.
As a matter of fact, I think Scott used that word this morning, and I kind of rolled my eyes at him. But I got an interesting thing. Now, we're going to have 12 inches of snow over the night, apparently. And, starting early tomorrow morning. And
into the morning, yeah, I know.
And he asked me to come in and substitute for him early in the morning. Now, wouldn't you know it, he'd pick the one day which we're supposed to get 12 inches of snow.
Well, when did he ask you this? Just now or a week ago or what?
He asked a couple of days ago. So.
Well, he didn't know. You can't blame him.
No, I guess not. I'd like to, but I can't.
That's funny.
My wife...
I love the rivalry the two of you have.
Oh, we love each other. We truly do.
It's great, though. It's fun.
Yeah,
you know?
We enjoy each other. It's kind of like my wife and I. We enjoy each other.
Except your wife gives you the eye sometimes.
She gives me the side eye, just like my dog does. Yeah.
I'm sure that Scott's eye is much kinder.
sometimes not.
I'm sure Scott is on the way to where he works, and he's probably laughing now, right?
Yeah, probably. Hey, Scott, if you're going to get out of your car, be careful. There's a car right behind you. So.
Yeah, well, good luck tomorrow, you know?
Well, yeah, I go from 8 till 1, I guess it is.
Oh, boy, that's a lot.
It's a long day, yeah.
But you get like a 10-minute break every hour, though, yeah.
Yeah, well, and... I don't mind doing this stuff, but tomorrow I'm going to do all day long, I'm just going to BS. If you want to listen to BS, listen to me tomorrow. We're going to talk about all the snow that's coming down. We're going to talk about my childhood and what it's like to be a minister's kid. And we're
interesting, yeah.
And we're going
to
ask...
Well, in class, I wouldn't be able to listen, but that sounds interesting. Actually, I've had, years ago, people told me I should have a radio show, that I'm good enough to have a radio show about history. I never looked into it.
You truly are.
I enjoy being on your show and the Sunday show, but, I mean, people have said to me, you should have your own show, and I never really investigated it.
Well, the podcast you're on is pretty much yours, isn't it?
The Sunday show, well, actually, Gwen Holden Barry is the one who runs
right.
It, and Wayne Johnson's on it, and I'm on it, but I'm the junior partner. They were there before I was, you know. It's really her show, you know.
Well, every day that I put, every Tuesday, I put a little notification on Facebook about our show.
Yes.
And I call it my show, and every time I do that, I think, maybe I ought to call it our show. Because you're on every week, so...
Yeah, but you're the host, is what I'm saying.
I guess that's
just
it.
Just like Gwen Holden Barry is for the Sunday show.
Yeah.
No, but back on 30 years, I had people say to me, you should at least have a 5-minute history lesson every day. And I said, never looked into it, too busy with other things. But it would be interesting to have a show about, you know, bring up historical events of today, whatever, you know.
I like to dig those things out of you. You usually give them to me anyway, right? For free of charge.
Yes. Well, in fact, I'll tell you something. One story about me. I started a job, and this day is today, 1976. I started teaching at New York Institute of Technology on Long Island in Old Westbury in Nassau County. I was going to teach three classes of world history. Actually, it wasn't American; it was world history. And I had just been hired, and it's the first day, a Monday, and it's snowing.
Really?
And I'm saying, oh, and it's about 20 miles away. And I said, oh, gosh, I wish they would cancel. No, they didn't cancel. So I drove there, and out of a total of 100 students, 4 showed up.
Oh, my.
For the first day of the course.
Oh, my.
And I drove back home, and on the way, unfortunately, I slid and banged my car against against the city bus and got some damage done. Can you believe this?
Yes, I can. It's Murphy's Law, isn't it?
Yeah, and that is, what is it? That's 46 years ago. And I said, what a way to start a job. I would have stayed home, but how can you do that when you're just starting a job and then you cancel the classes, you know?
Now, did you have your master's or your doctorate by then?
I already had my doctorate, yes.
Oh, okay.
So, I got it in 1975. This is 1976. But
they couldn't really
fire you. We didn't drive the car home, but it was damage to the car I had to have fixed. So,
yeah.
Boy, what a way to start, you know?
Oh, well, I hope you had insurance.
Oh, cool. Well, you have to have insurance. If you don't, you're a moron. You have to have insurance.
We have a lot of morons. Well, there are a lot of morons in this country.
Yes, there are. Those
who talk about some of them.
Winston Trust. But he's actually confessing everything all the time, you know?
Oh, jeez. Now, let's go to that.
Criminal confesses as much as him.
Now, Trump admitted, did he not admit in his speech that he basically wanted to cover up he wanted to change the election results.
Yes, yeah. He was trying to fix the election. He also ripped up all kinds of documents.
Yeah.
But I was thinking to myself, boy, the National Archives can put ripped up pieces.
And they did that, yeah.
How they do that, but that's amazing.
Tape.
Well, but if it's lots of little pieces, I would think it's very hard.
Yeah.
Apparently, he's like a toddler. He rips up things when he's angry.
Yeah, or when he disagrees with him, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
But the point is, once the Supreme Court, including his own appointees, said those documents that the committee wanted are going to go to the committee, that's the beginning of the end for him, because now he can't hide anything. And he wants to have Mike Pence investigated for not doing what he wanted to do, which would be illegal.
That's
Mike Pence needs
crazy.
To speak up. He needs to speak up and stop being so wishy-washy, you know. And if he thinks he's going to be president, he's not. But honestly, he's got to speak up and condemn Trump now, and instead of sort of like evading it. When that's what he's been doing. He's really a wimp. I'm sorry. It's terrible, you know.
Didn't I see that Pence's lawyer was called in?
Yes.
Yesterday or 2 days ago?
Also a second person that works under this guy. Yeah. So, I mean, it's all coming out. And yet, Kevin McCarthy went to Mar-a-Lago again to see Trump in the last week. The guy is in the same category as another McCarthy, Joseph McCarthy of the Red Scare. Not related, similar name, Irish name, but the name has been besmirched by Joseph McCarthy and now by Kevin McCarthy.
Yeah, I was shocked to see that they actually called Pence's lawyer in. Now, what can they really ask Pence's lawyer anything? I mean, doesn't he have a lawyer?
All the entreaties by Trump to Pence, so he's witness to it all.
Yeah, that wouldn't be covered by client privilege, right?
No.
Okay. So
there's been lots of evidence gathered. It's just that it takes time for justice to move ahead. But he's going to be indicted in New York and in Georgia. And I don't think there's any question about it, for different reasons, either property issues, you know, with taxes, or with trying to manipulate the Georgia Secretary of State. He's in trouble.
Do you think we'll have a day like we had in the Watergate trial where that day something is done, and it happened to be the gentleman came on and said, yes, there were tape recordings of everything. That day, everybody knew that Nixon was, his goose was cooked. Is there going to be a day like that?
It's happening all along with this investigation.
It's happening all along?
By little. There's no one day, but it's clear. Anybody who thinks Donald Trump is totally innocent and a good guy really is a mental case. And I would argue anyone who voted for him the second time, not the first, anybody can make a mistake once.
Yeah.
If you voted for him in 2020, there's something seriously wrong with you.
Well, they might have had their fingers in their ears and they were going, nah, 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 nah.
This is fascism. That's what he represents.
Yeah.
He represents the evil, much like Mussolini and Hitler. He really does.
I think I told you I did a show on what fascism is.
Yes.
And it was, I can't remember what the professor's name was that did the...
I know what you mean. I can't remember the name right now, but yes, yeah.
And it goes letter and verse right down the line exactly what fascism is.
It's
what Mr. Trump was trying to do. Yeah.
Yeah, but I just wrote yesterday, Donald Trump's more dangerous than Joseph McCarthy or George Wallace because of former president. The others were not president, although Wallace did run and win five states in 1968. Mm-hmm. You know, and I also pointed out that on the 89th anniversary of Hitler taking power, January 30th, Donald Trump promotes further violence and sedition. That's what he's calling for if he gets indicted. Yep. There should be violence and sedition. Now, if that's not enough reason to be arrested, if anything happens, what is?
He didn't use those words, though.
No, of course he didn't.
Kind of like when he said we need to go to the Capitol and fight like hell.
And also New York State and New York City and Georgia. He's talking about the places that are pursuing him to have trouble in Atlanta and New York City as well.
Yeah.
Now, you tell me that's acceptable behavior?
You'd be very sore put to try and find anything I would agree.
No, I'm just being rhetorical.
Yeah.
Just like I wrote about the war on learning, truth, and reality, the censorship movement in schools and libraries is out of control, particularly in Florida, but also in Texas and elsewhere.
Florida really is outdoing themselves in that sort of...
Yes, and they don't want to discuss race, they don't want to discuss anything about sexuality in school, and we have, in Tennessee, they're banning a book that's about the Holocaust.
Yeah.
This is sick stuff, it really is, and... Well, you know, we can't easily be overcome in short term, but this is not acceptable in a country like ours. I'm sorry.
When you and I were kids, if people would mention the expression book burning, that would be almost as bad as you're a communist. It was, book burning was horrible.
In Germany.
Yeah.
Burned books.
There were, and
now they're not burning, they're banning books. And that's going to make children that are smart go and seek it out.
I hope so.
Like that particular book that was banned in Tennessee now is a best-selling book again.
That's why I went and got Lady Chatterley's Lover.
Well, I read that too.
And then Candy. Candy was even better than Lady Chatterley's Lover.
Yes.
But
the thought that if you don't have sexuality brought up in education, the kids aren't going to be thinking about it, the parents are protecting them. How unreasonable or ridiculous are parents to believe that?
That's bull. That's what
bull.
That is. Yeah.
They need to understand what they are, if they are gay or lesbian or bisexual or whatever, and they have to learn to tolerate others who are different from them, not this kind of prejudice and hatred, you know?
And if they're gay or whatever...
It's not the end of the world.
Just love them. Don't do anything else.
And any parent who kicks a kid out because of being gay or lesbian is not, quote, as they often will say, they are a good religious person.
No.
Whether they're Christian or Jewish or Muslim. That is not being good at any religion.
We have ceased to have good religious people. Well, I shouldn't say ceased.
No, they're all phonies. Ministers that make money on everybody and, have massive homes.
Like Joel Osteen's house.
Oh, my God. It's so charming when you first look at him and then you realize what a phony he is.
Yeah.
And Franklin Graham, he's a disgrace to his own father. He really is. Jerry Falwell Jr., of course, has lost reputation. His father was also a nightmare. Pat Robinson's still around at 90.
Yeah.
He doesn't speak as much, but he's still around. He's a nightmare. And their people follow these people, and they throw money at them left and right, you know?
Well, and they're throwing money at the...
Trump.
Republican and the Trump campaigns. I think I just saw that Trump's campaign just got $1.25 million this recently. I don't know.
That's not very much, actually.
Well, no, it was in one day.
But he's got lots of money from gullible people who think he's he's like the prophet from Jesus or something. Jesus would not approve of him, believe me.
Do you think that they believe in him, or do you think they think that's a way to get access to him?
Probably a bit of both.
Yeah.
But a lot of these ordinary citizens who are not wealthy, they're really sad sacks. They really are, because they're so gullible, so easily manipulated, and they don't see it.
I feel so sorry for those people.
And these people have children that they're trying to basically be the same as them, because they don't want you to learn about the real world and truth and facts.
Yeah, yeah. You should, the first order of duty to a parent is, as far as I'm concerned, is to bring your children up with honesty, and that's
yes.
not being done.
Yes, and also the Republican Party, I wrote this week, has largely gone pro-Russian. Could be reversed.
Yeah, what's
it's
with that?
Mr. McCarthy, they're all catering, they, you know, so many of these people, including Tucker Carlson on Fox News and others, and Republicans, not all of them, but in the party, but in the Fox News, they all say, who cares about Ukraine, you know, Russia has a right. No, they don't. They
no.
don't have a right to change the map of Europe. This is crazy stuff,
but
you know?
They're saying the reason why Russia has the right is because so many people in those two areas, the one that they've already taken over and the one that they're looking at taking over, speak Russian. That's the same thing that Hitler...
about taking over
yeah.
Czechoslovakia because it was some Germans in Czechoslovakia.
Exactly.
That doesn't make it right. So if that's the case, so we should take over the whole world because there are people of every nationality in our country, right?
Yeah, and also...
crazy.
The majority of people in all the world, except maybe China, speak some English. So,
yes.
Oh, me. I don't know.
It's just crazy.
Yeah,
it's
crazy.
So the Republican Party has become, except for a small band, and now they're talking about kicking out, officially kicking out Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger from the Republican Party. Can you believe that?
How stupid is
this
that?
This sounds like a totalitarian party that wants to get rid of people they don't like. I mean, sorry. You have sorts of opposition and criticism. That's part of what a political party is.
Yeah. Okay, speaking of really outrageous behavior,
yes.
How about, did you see that thing where the guy started shooting his gun at the guy next to him because of road rage?
That goes on all the time. That's why you always say, avoid beeping anybody no matter what's going on because you never can feel safe, you know?
Yeah, but this guy, he has a camera in his car and he pulls out a gun that's in between the seats, and he starts shooting out the window, which is, his window is open, but then as the car passes him, he shoots out his front window, which is obviously closed.
Drugs or been drunk.
Well, no, he acted very sane.
Where is it? I didn't see that specific story. Where was that, do you know?
It was on national TV.
But you don't know where it was?
No, I don't know.
Yeah, but by the way, the crime wave lately is unbelievable. It's been so much greater and also more suicides. There was this one woman who was a Miss USA or something.
Yeah,
she jumped out
yeah.
of a building in New York
Miss
City
USA.
At age 30.
Right, yeah.
You may have seen that?
Yeah, I did see that.
What's, I just don't get it. I mean, we can all have our bad days and things that bother us. We all have ups and downs. But the thought of me killing myself? No way.
Yeah.
Not sorry. I'm not doing it.
Right. Now,
I'm sure you feel the same way.
I absolutely do.
I don't understand the mentality that you want to end your life.
I went through a day with my dad who was called to a home of my former track coach, who had blown his own brains out and then blew his wife's brains out first and then killed himself. And my dad had to go, and they broke down the door, and Dad went in with the daughter and found him that way.
Yeah, you're pretty low. You don't sound as loud as you did.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well,
yeah.
Maybe I hit something wrong.
Yes, make it a little louder because it's hard to hear you. So he had to go. What happened? They looked. The minister, was it a minister?
Dad, yeah.
A minister killed himself and his wife.
No. My track coach.
Track coach. How old was he at the time?
I guess in his late 50s. Maybe.
Would you ever imagine anything like that?
No, and he was he had gone from being a track coach to being a parole officer for people that had...
Oh, my God. Well, so I think a lot of people in law enforcement,
yeah.
I think, have mental issues, unfortunately. I think that's what makes some of them abusive when they have suspects. I think a lot of them don't have enough sociological and psychological training, you know?
Well, Mr. Pfeiffer had gone through a great
deal. Again, you're pretty low. I'm sorry to say. I'm having trouble hearing you.
I'm sorry. There's nothing... There's nothing I can do. I've got everything up full right now.
It sounds low. I'm listening the best I can, but it's hard. You were louder before. I'm sorry to say that, but it's reality. All right, so what happened? So he killed himself and his wife, so what did your father have to do?
Dad was called to the house because the daughter thought something terrible had happened, and so my dad and his daughter broke down the back door, and they went in and found him there.
So they both went in at the same time, the daughter and your father.
Yeah, and that was a really rough week for my dad. I remember that.
And I guess you learned about it, of course, right?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah. I way after the fact, but I remember how
how shook up your father was, huh?
I'm sorry?
How shook up he must have been, your father.
Terribly shook up, and I think the reason why I found out what really happened, Dad did tell me that Mr. Packpfeifer was dead, but he didn't tell me.
I'm having trouble understanding what you're saying. I feel bad we're on the show live, but I can't hear you.
I don't know what's going on.
It was hard before, now it's not, you know?
That's kind of weird. Well, I even turned up the master pot, and I could hear it much louder, but apparently...
It's very low now, so I'm just saying you have to speak as loud as you can. You may be yelling to other people, but on this phone connection, I'm hearing you, but it's really difficult, you know? So anyway, he had he was feeling really down after, wasn't he, your father, right?
That was one of the worst days I remember, Dad, having so much... pain over that sort of thing.
You can see it, yeah. In fact, I'll be honest, even if somebody was going to kill themselves, it's a simple subject, why would you shoot your brains out or hang? If anything, I'm not saying I'm promoting it. Pills is at least not violent. I don't understand how people can do it with a gun over hanging. It just doesn't make sense.
Well, I asked my grandfather, not too long after that happened, my grandfather was a doctor, and I said, I asked him what it would be like to kill yourself, and he said, well, if you shoot yourself in the head, you probably, it's nothing. It just goes black. And so I asked him how it would feel if you were guillotined, like in the French Revolution. He said it would feel like a piece of ice going across the back of your neck, and that's the end. So that's kind of interesting. Anyway,
so he's saying that if you shoot yourself in the head, you don't feel anything? It's over very quickly?
That's what Grandpa Coble told me, yeah.
Yeah, but it's violent. That's the thing. Pills, it sounds stupid even discussing this. Pills, at least, are not violence, but the thought of hanging yourself or shooting yourself is vile, is blood and gore. Oh, God. I just don't understand people, but a lot of kids are going through that now, and many of them are gay or lesbian, and people don't seem to give a damn. They're almost like, that it's better if they die because they're not straight, but that's not right.
Guys, no, that's not right, and I have several friends that are gay, and I hope that they don't ever feel that way, and I hope they never feel that.
Well, I think everybody knows someone who is, and, you know, the thought that parents reject kids that way, that is not right. They kick them out and all that. That's why we have people on the streets, and they get involved with drugs and liquor and prostitution. It's immoral that parents do that to their kids.
I believe you're right. Now, okay, let's talk about Black History Month. All these black colleges are being threatened with...
oh, my God, it's just terrible, yes.
What is your feeling about Black History Month, and what is your feeling about people that would do something like...
There's a lot of racism. It always has been. And yet we have people saying we shouldn't teach our kids about it. We shouldn't teach them about the Tulsa Race Massacre of 1921. Or we shouldn't tell them about, about all the other events of segregation and slavery and all that, or even about the Holocaust. But this is stuff people need to learn. It's part of life. It doesn't mean you have to feel guilty about it, because you're not the one that caused it, but it's something children and adults need to know. But a lot of people don't even know what the Holocaust was, and not just kids. You know, it's very scary. But to think that because there's people that go to the historically black CU college universities that they have to face this. But it's also true with other groups. Asian Americans are facing the same thing. There was that young woman on the subway who was pushed in front of a train a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
While she was waiting for the train by somebody. I mean, it's just, it's true of Latinos, it's true of anything that's not a white, straight, you know, male, because even women, look at all the misogyny that goes on,
right.
You know?
And I just wonder how these people, supposedly this country is like 70% Christian. How can
I'm born Christian, maybe, yeah.
Yeah, how can you claim to be Christian?
Well, because you and I agree on that, of course.
I like to think of myself as a Christian atheist, so...
I know you said that. Well, I'm Jewish, I'm proud to be Jewish, but I'm a skeptic. I guess I'll call myself that, a skeptic, more and more as time goes by. And that's why, unfortunately, because I don't like saying it, I am not a fan in general of Orthodox Judaism, although I realize individuals are different, but there's just too much I know about Orthodox Jews and the way they conduct themselves. Not everybody, again, but so many that I'm sort of like turned off.
Any religion, Muslim, Jewish, Christian, if you take it to extremes,
yes,
it's going to be bad. And I think, you know, like the Crusades, the Christian, with air quotes around it, Christian Crusades were nothing more than murdering. Murdering Muslims. And I don't know.
And then, of course, we have the Protestant Reformation and all the religious wars of Catholics versus Protestants.
Yes.
They're all Christian, but they're killing each other. It's crazy.
Yes. And why do you think you should be able to call yourself a Christian? Anyway, that's why I'm an atheist, quite frankly, is because...
Well, the same thing with Catholics. Catholics have had a lot of discrimination against them because people think the Pope's going to come over and run the United States. They thought that in 1928 when Alfred E. Smith was the first Catholic presidential candidate, and of course he lost big, not only because of that, he was a Democrat in the Republican era, but there were those who feared that. And when John F. Kennedy ran,
yes,
they said, oh my God, the Pope will come over and run the country. He got elected. The Pope didn't come over and run the country. Popes have visited. Who cares? It's not like there's any danger, but there's a lot of anti-Catholicism, and don't forget the Ku Klux Klan always was anti-Catholic as well as anti-Semitic as well as racist.
Well, now, you and I both remember Kennedy's run for president.
Yes.
That was really, my father had to deal with a lot of his parishioners and their concern over, you know, Kennedy's going to bring the Pope to
Well, actually, the Pope never came over, but interestingly, the Pope in 1964, when Lyndon Johnson was president, came over to bless the Vatican Pavilion at the New York World Fair in Queens County, New York.
Is that right?
So he was there, and then he went home, but it was so funny. He was brought over, and, you know, and popes have visited since, and it's no harm. They're a leader of a nation, you know, the Vatican City. Who cares, you know?
And the current Pope is pretty far to the left.
Well, this Pope is great.
Yeah.
This Pope is fantastic.
Yeah.
Of course, he's not going to last forever, and the Church is more, I think, conservative than he is, so they'll probably go back to the way they were, which was not very open-minded. But, oh my God, he's a blessing, Pope Francis. He really is.
Yes, absolutely.
Just like in the 60s, if you think about it, Pope John the 23rd was there for only 5 years. He was pretty old, but he was a blessing. He opened up the Vatican and the Church a lot.
Yes, he did. I remember he always fought the abortion thing, and he always fought, there was something else he always fought that...
Well, abortion has always been an issue, but that's an issue that always divides, you know, but I still say, I don't like abortion, but you can't outlaw it, and you can't control a woman's body, and if a woman doesn't want a child, she should not be forced to have it, and don't say everybody will be adopted, and it doesn't happen.
No,
there's plenty of orphanages, and kids are moved around from one person to another, one family to another.
Yep.
I still say it's not a government decision or a religious decision to tell you what to do.
And if a child is born with some sort of birth defect, they're never going to get,
Well, again, the Republican Party wants every fetus born, but once you're born, they don't want to give any support, including the $300 that they were sending to children. But even Joe Manchin didn't want to do that anymore.
Yeah, that's kind of a shame. What do you think about Joe Manchin or... what's her name?
Sinema. They're Democrats. We have to deal with them. Hopefully in 2022 we'll have more Democrats elected. I think there's a good chance of that. We could discuss that later in the year as we get closer. But Sinema's going to have a challenge to the nomination.
Yeah.
But I've read that a lot of Republicans are giving us support. So maybe it's true to switch parties eventually. I just hope she and Manchin don't do it before there are more Democratic seats. You know, but they are intolerable as far as I see it. But you can't afford to alienate them too much, because they are there even for the Supreme Court nominee that's going to come up. And that's another thing, having people saying picking a black woman is promoting affirmative action. That's ridiculous. We've had 115 members of the court, and I think 107 have been white males, or I think maybe even 109 of them is. And I mean, come on, that's totally ridiculous. But we're having people saying that. So if that's the case, why about affirmative action for white male Christians? Almost all of them were.
Now, we were talking... talking about that today, about the fact that was Kent State, the shooting at Kent State, was it racially motivated? And so I looked up pictures of the four that were shot and killed, and they were all white. My friend Dean Kaler, who was shot there in the back,
You're talking about 1970?
Yeah.
Do you actually knew people who were there at Kent State?
Oh, yeah. Dean Kaler is a friend of mine.
What's his name?
Dean Kaler.
Oh, was he hurt?
He was paralyzed.
There was one I remember they said was paralyzed, but I don't think I knew the name. Yeah. So is he still alive?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Dean and I regularly talk to each other on the Facebook. So
he's been in a wheelchair all these 50 years?
Yeah, and not only has he been in a wheelchair, but initially they had to remove one of his feet, then they had to remove both of his feet, and then eventually removed up to his knees, and now they had to remove all the way up to mid-thigh. So, yeah. But he's a spunk. He goes and he races his bicycle, and he's a really nice guy. As a matter of fact, he ran for, I believe, councilman in Athens, Ohio. So,
Did he ever get married and have kids?
No. No.
He was like 20 years old, huh?
Yeah, he was pretty young. I'm trying to remember.
Well, in fact, one person that was killed was Jeffrey Miller, his name, on Plainview, Long Island in Nassau County. The famous picture of him being shot. He wasn't even at the demonstration. I gather your friend wasn't either. Was in the area, but not at the demonstration,
well,
right?
Dean had gone. Yeah, there was such a commotion. Dean went over to see what was going on.
Yeah, but he wasn't really involved. Yeah.
He was
Jeffrey Miller was supposedly walking to the library, and from the distance, because the National Guard went crazy, he was shot in the heart, dropped and died, and a young girl who was running away from home, supposedly, or had fought with her parents, who lived right near the Kent State campus, rushed over and bent over him, did no weeping, and that's a famous photograph, you know?
Yeah. Now, Dean said he was really going to class, and then just stopped over to see what the commotion was, and that's when he got shot.
So,
I had him on last May 4th, which is the day, and he's going to come on with me again this year.
Did he have siblings?
No, I don't think he does.
Did he have any brothers or sisters?
No, I don't think so.
No, but Jeffrey Miller was an only child, and his parents lived on and on. It's unbelievable. And I think the father died, and the mother, I think, recently died, but, you know, it's 50 years later, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
It's so sad.
Yeah.
And, of course, the Ohio governor, you know, overreacted, I think, by sending the National Guard in, and he got away with it, you know, and the National Guards were found not guilty.
Well, we were talking about that today. He lost his election.
But then he won it again later.
The next one, yeah.
Ohio, you know, Ohio's really going right-wing now, it was back then. It's had some people to the left, like John Glenn and Sherrod Brown, but Ohio, I don't know what's going to happen. You know, with the Senate race and the governorship race, oh my God,
our mayor here in Marion, Mayor Schertzer, just announced that he's going to run for state treasurer, which has us worried about whether we're going to continue to have a Democratic mayor. But anyway, we'll find out. Hey, now what about, speaking of local politicians, that Michigan politician, I can't remember his name, told the people that vote for him that they should go to the polls locked and loaded.
It's a Republican, I guess.
Yes,
I don't know who you mean, but obviously a Republican.
He was, yeah.
This is such recklessness on the part of any politician to do that.
How can that not be inciting a riot?
It is, and these people, I think, should be regarded, people like that, as domestic terrorists. And honestly, the people around Trump were domestic terrorists, including the members of Congress that went along with the illegal activity.
Well, you know, we've been waiting for a long time to find out if our representative, Jim Jordan, was ever going to be accused of helping the rioters. And we haven't heard yet, but...
Well, he has been subpoenaed, but he's been holding off.
Subpoenaed, yeah.
He was subpoenaed by the committee.
But I don't know that he's ever gone in to testify. Have you heard anything about that? I don't think he has.
No, he hasn't testified yet. He's refused to, but... But there's legal action, I think, being taken against him. He is a nightmare. Oh, my God.
Well, thank you.
Oh, absolute nightmare.
Yeah, we most of us Democrats in his district agree with you.
Yeah, I wanted to mention something about Irish fishermen heroes. They the Russians to stop doing their military exercises that affect. I was surprised by that. So the Russians apparently backed off. And right now, you know, with all the tension over Ukraine, it looks like I get the feeling that Biden, being a tough guy, and he is, and all the NATO building up, and now troops being sent, I think that he sounds like he's going to back off. I hope, meaning Putin.
Yeah, let's hope he does.
Biden, I think, is doing a very admirable job. People just don't appreciate him. They just don't. There's too many critics of him.
Not yet.
But it's mostly people who are Trumpites, so I say screw them. Who cares what they think?
Well, now, where do the Irish fishermen get their intestinal fortitude to be able to say we're going to...
Don't mess with the Irish.
Yeah, maybe that's why we hated the Irish when they came to the United States.
Oh, they were basically horribly treated in the 1850s. We had a political party that was anti-Irish and anti-German Catholic.
Yeah.
It was called the Know-Nothing, K-N-O-W for no, the Know-Nothing Party, yes.
Is that right? I didn't know that the Know-Nothing Party was established that way.
It was a Know-Nothing Party, and in 1856, we ran former President Millard Fillmore, who didn't realize what their platform was.
Jeez. Well, now, is that the one that he won?
He won one state, Maryland, which interestingly had more Catholics percentage than any other state at the time, which is ironic, but I guess because if you have a lot of the group, the others that live in that state are scared because there's too many Catholics. Or, just like they say there's a lot of anti-Semitism in New York State because there's lots of people who are Jewish. It's true. You have too much of a group, other people maybe are nervous about it. It's so stupid, the whole thing, this prejudice and bias.
You ought to be proud that you have a state like that, I would think.
Yes, of course. Yes.
I'm proud every time I see a person that does not have a white face or does. I'm just proud when I see him on TV that is the United States of America.
And also, yes, but the economy is growing faster than it has since 1984.
Yes.
That's a fact.
How wonderful
and
is
that's
that?
That's great. Of course, part of it is because of the big downturn with the pandemic. But the point is, with that more than 6 million jobs created, the unemployment is very low.
Yep.
The stock market, it had a little trouble a week ago, but overall went up dramatically. And yet, of course, the inflation issue is still an issue, I admit, but it would be an issue if Trump was in there. It's nothing to do with Biden, it's just these supply problems worldwide, you know?
Yeah, and so many presidents get blamed for things like that, and I mean Democrats and Republicans, that they really have little control over.
That's right.
Yeah. Now, especially if we have a civilian leadership to our economy,
yep.
They're going to make their own decision based on how they're going to make some money.
Yes. Yeah. One more thing I wanted to mention.
Sure.
Newt Gingrich was threatening jail for these January 6th committee members for investigating the insurrection. Can you believe this?
He was sent to jail?
He wanted to send the members of the January 6th committee to jail for investigating the insurrection. Newt Gingrich, the former Speaker of the House.
Yeah.
Can you believe that? I wrote about it last week.
How dare them look into insurrection?
Yeah, he's a nightmare, too. I tell you, so many of these Republicans have lost all credibility. You know, him is one, Rudy Giuliani is another. So many others. It's just, and they're not embarrassed. It's just, it's shocking. It really is.
It truly is. You know, I'm surprised that Gingrich has even gotten back. I was surprised that they even started talking about him, the news people. Why did he get back in? Is he running for office or something?
Well, he ran in 2012, you know, he's a possible candidate.
Yeah.
And also, he was on the short list for Donald Trump in 2016. Imagine if he had been vice president, he would have done what Trump wanted, unlike Mike Pence. As much as I dislike Mike Pence, I give him credit that he stood tall.
Well, Mike Pence's attorney just went state's evidence.
Yes.
So that's
Mike Pence is not going to be president. He needs to give up that idea because the Trump people will never back him, and Trump will never. And he's, you know, he needs to come clean about everything he knows and put Trump into prison. That's what really needs to be done.
He's waiting for his wife to tell him it's okay.
And his wife hates Trump. You know, from years ago, she didn't like Trump. I don't know why she doesn't tell him spill the beans, Mike. After all, he always calls her mother. Does he listen to his mother?
Yeah. Now, but to defend him, he did do the right thing at the right moment.
Yes, and he's supposed to be a good Christian. He always says he is. Okay. And he won't have lunch with a woman who's not, his wife isn't there. Can you believe that?
Because he might be tempted.
So, listen to your wife. I can't believe she's saying, don't speak up. I mean, he may want to be present, but I think she would probably influence him to say, you need to let people know the whole story about Trump. Yeah. I would hope.
I hope so, yeah.
Well, anyway, we're down to the last minute.
Yeah, we're down to the last 40 seconds.
Had a good time again. I hope you did.
Well, I had a wonderful time. I'm sorry that you couldn't hear me very well.
Yeah, for a while there, it was hard to hear. Now okay. It got better, yeah. Sorry about that, too. But we had a good time, and I look forward to next week.
All right.
And it isn't going to be Groundhog Day next week.
No, it will not be. And so you're missing out on having... I had groundhog pizza this morning.
Oh, really?
It's made out of...
What's the difference?
It's made out of groundhog, not
groundhog. Oh, God.
Okay. All right, well...
Hey, thanks so much, anyway.
All right, take care. Thanks a lot, Dr. Feynman.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Dr. Feynman. Hey, thanks for tuning in. We'll talk to you later.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP Marion, Ohio, The Talking Place. For the famous cookie man, Wally Amos.
And around the corner comes George and Barbara Bush. The first thing that occurred to me to do was to play... I went to the chief, and George was just glad to know what to do. And Bobby just started dancing.
To legendary talk show host Phil Donahue.
Madeline Murray O'Hare, the most hated woman in America, who took prayer out of public school. You know, we had a wonderful odyssey there. I would wish it on anybody that I love.